The ACGC Chargers are off to a great start after the break, after they beat Exara EHK last week 65-62 in a very close competition with some clutch plays late in the game. With that performance, it showed that ACGC can take care of the basketball and hunker down when the game is on the line.
Yeah, that was a tough one. You know, played the night before on the road at Madrid. Didn't have a whole lot of time. You know, we spent a lot of our time over break and that week getting ready for Madrid, where it was a conference game, you know, and we already dropped two conference games, so we really needed to hone in on that one. So at EHK, that was largely just the guys getting it done more than, you know, any sort of game plan we had. We were able to make 10 threes, but didn't shoot a great percentage. Pretty average game for us, but took care of the ball, only had 11 turnovers, so we take pride in that.
ACGC has moved up to number 5 in Class 1A in this week's IHSAA Boys Basketball Rankings, even with one of the toughest schedules in Class 1A. The Chargers currently sit at 8-2 in the season, while sitting at 5-2 in the West Central Conference.
You look at BC Moore, we've got the toughest schedule in all of Class 1A. So, I mean, most nights you're not going to have everybody clicking. So that's why, you know, it's just kind of nice to have a whole solid team top to bottom and a couple guys off the bench that, you know, if somebody's having an off night, you know, somebody else will pick up the slack.
In terms of improvements this season, ACGC has been looking to improve on the offensive end, especially when it comes to attacking his own defense. The Chargers are almost a bit too reluctant to take the open looks when it comes to his own defense, which isn't always a bad thing, but there could be better looks down the line. Head coach Lance Canning is hoping his boys can be more patient when it comes to attacking the zone.
We need to get a little bit better against zones. When we take our time and do it right, we're pretty effective, just as effective against zones as we are man-to-man. But semi-open three-pointers are awful tempting sometimes. So sometimes we shoot a little quick against the zone. Just a little more patience there. I think we'll be fine. You know, defensively, I'd like to clean some things up. Right now, we run some half-court trap, some zones, we run some man-to-man. Just kind of depends on the opponent and who matches up well against us. We don't really have one thing that we hang our hat on just because some guys are better at zone, some guys are better at man, and it just kind of depends on what team we're playing.
With today's postponement of their game against number 4 Earlham, the Chargers are looking at next week when they take on the Cam Cougars. ACGC leads the series 4-2, as they've won the last 4 games, but with the even scoring offense of the Cougars, it could be a tough challenge for this ACGC team.
Yeah, it's tough. It's always nice to go down to the Adair Casey facilities and play a game, just to make it a little easier for the community members from Adair and Casey to get to a game. And it's just kind of nostalgic to play in that gym. You know, that's where I grew up. I played in that gym. So I kind of like it. Tough because we don't really practice there. So it's different for the guys. So it's almost a neutral site game if it wasn't for the crowd. So we appreciate everybody coming out. That's for sure. Get a little film from this year to see what new pieces they have. And you know, with the weather here, we'll have a little extra time to do some of that video study. And I don't know that we'll get a lot of practice reps, but we'll at least be able to talk about, you know, what they're trying to do and what we're going to try to do against them.
ACGC will host Cam at ACGC Junior High School this Monday in a game that will be broadcast on KSLM 96.5 and Western Iowa Today TV, powered by Nishinet. The pregame show will start after the girls' postgame show around 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. tip-off. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.